After a traffic collision, along with problems that arise due to them, it becomes easy for discouragement to creep in. However, by keeping one's focus and determination to make it through the process, one can gain more from the experience than loss. Fortitude to overcome life circumstances with a stronger skill set can evolve. Hope may come from inner strength and courage, others for whom they believe in. On this Easter weekend, the hope and faith of Jesus Christ is today's topic. Not from the perspective of manipulation or control, but from a place of building a personal relationship that lasts, whether experiencing good or bad times. Because in life, everyone receives exposure to both joy and pain during the journey. Do not expect your life to be perfect, for if you have reached perfection, from my perspective, you must be in heaven. So what may you and Jesus Christ have in common? A bond. Let's explore the possibility. Today, this Easter weekend, let's talk about what Jesus would not do. Thank you for tuning in this Saturday, April 19, 2014. I'm coming to you from Seattle, Washington. You matter, and your car accident concerns matter. This is the reason for talking about you with Estra's blog, TV, and radio program. Each show, I like to share locations where you can join me for an additional conversation. Stop by and say hello on eBay, where you'll find Car Accident Personal Injury Book. It's under the number 3307-3345-8348. Again, that's 3307-3345-8348. By entering that number, it'll pop up under the search. Also, you can find it on Amazon, and it's a car accident again, personal wisdom, knowledge, and support. And you can type in the number 0578-09300. Again, that's 0578-09300. And that'll bring it up on Amazon. If you frequent Barnes & Noble, you can enter 111-297-4215. Again, that number is 111-297-4215. And the last, actually there's two more book places you can find me on, and that's Tower Books, and that's 123-34-6470. And also out on Goodreads, it's 660-6463. Again, Tower Books is 123-34-6470, and Goodreads of 660-6463. So make sure to stop by, say hello, especially if you've read the book or are looking to read the book. Share your experiences and how it impacts your life. It's nice to have a place to share car accident struggles and victories. As with life, it is indeed about the journey. Harassment can become quite frustrating when attempting to gain access to some of my sites. Please stay vigilant in getting in. Do not allow harassers to win, for if they do, all of us involved in a car accident and filing claims lose. It's time to stand for fairness in both receiving benefits and being treated with respect and dignity. This will happen only when each of us says no more lowballing on settlements and no more bad faith practices, which by legislation have been legitimized. Also, released this week is a new video, Harassment and Intimidation of Injured. It's common for people who file auto insurance, employer benefits, or Social Security disability claims to find themselves facing harassment and intimidations in hopes of getting injured to eliminate a claim. This discussion on this experience is rarely mentioned due to the shame-based tactics to silent abuse victims. Fortunately, some decide to stand. It is important to bring awareness to the plight of those injured in a car accident facing this type of bullying. Any average citizen is only one accident away from this possible bad faith treatment. Each of us must make the decision, legislation which allows this to happen, or the fine print in contracts is not acceptable. This is a must-see video, and it's free to view. It's out on Estra's TV, that's with an S, it's E-S-T-R-A TV, YouTube user Estra's blog. In fact, share other currently released videos, such as Meet Estra, which can also be viewed out on IMDb, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. This is an introduction about the journey of being involved in a car accident and what this experience may entail. Taking on people with influence and power means coming up against tactics that are foreign and scary for most people. The saying of games afoot is an understatement. The more exposure this game gets, the better, in my opinion. Wondering if what you see before your eyes is true? Disability Surveillance 101 brings these issues to light. To ensure viewing on legitimate links, look for the 3 stars from my official site, and all, by the way, are G-rated and acceptable for all audiences. Otherwise, you might be viewing, in fact, I'm sure you'd be viewing, a fake link. The 214 Car Accident Weekly Planner is also available in case you're involved in a car accident this year. In fact, now that the sun is coming out in a lot of places, people tend to be out more and there tends to be more accidents. So stop by any time during the year if you're involved in a car accident to pick one up. Having both my book, Car Accident by Estra, and the 214 Car Accident Weekly Planner makes organizing, documenting, and information retrieval easier. So you can stop by any of those links I mentioned earlier, eBay, Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, Towers, and Goodreads, and take a look at a copy of Car Accident by Estra. Also on my website, you can actually spend time reading, watching TV, or listening to valuable accident wisdom, knowledge, and support. After a traffic collision, along with the problems that arise due to a collision, it becomes easy for discouragement to creep in. However, by keeping one's focus and determination to make it through the process, one can gain more from the experience than the loss. A fortitude to overcome life circumstances with a new, stronger skill set can evolve. For many, hope may come from inner strength and courage, others from whom they believe in. On this Easter weekend, the hope and faith of Jesus Christ is going to be explored, not from the perspective of manipulation or control, but from the place of building a personal relationship that lasts, whether experiencing good or bad times. Because in this life, everyone receives exposure to both. So what might you and Jesus Christ have in common? This Easter, it is time to look at what is happening in our world today and discuss what Jesus would not do. Just as Jesus went out into the wilderness for 40 days, it starts with each of us looking at ourselves at what we are not doing. Satisfaction is built over time within one's soul by the choices made daily. This creates personal legacy, peace, comfort, knowledge, and a life well lived. From my perspective, this occurs while thinking on what Jesus would not do. Too much time today is spent on self-serving interest, and I can say without a doubt, Jesus' interest is not self-serving. The Bible is not made up of stories, as many think in our modern times. Yes, your heart and soul must be open to receive Him. Isn't this also true in developing a truly loving relationship? How else can you be taught? People are not computers, although we build them, some which improve our lives and some that destroy them. It is time to build a relationship that takes time. How can you learn to move through a struggle if you spend little time in one? You are here for a purpose. Nothing else can bring a greater satisfaction than its completion. How can you learn what His true love means if you have not had the opportunity for Him to show you on a personal level? No one goes to work expecting not to be paid without putting in the work. How can you expect to know Jesus without spending time with Him? I will be the first to admit, because we feel unprepared initially, we are scared what this means for our lives and how it will change it. We are transformed by the renewing of our minds, actually, which over time is a comfortable pace for transition. When the Holy Spirit does the work from within, the external actions happen naturally. Forcing change does not come from God, in my opinion. This manipulation is typically for the greater interest of others. Jesus would not force His disciples into doing things, even when walking alone to His death, all the while knowing His resurrection. He gave them time to see and learn for themselves. And really, it is not that difficult. If there is one person you can be honest with in this world, it is Him. In past generations, they would sing, "Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell Him all about your troubles." And what they were saying, there's another part that said, "Have a little talk with Jesus makes it right." But if you are expecting quick results like playing the lottery, typically it doesn't work that way. This I can personally say, if seeking understanding from Him, you will find it. Some people take a relatively short time, and others it might take an extended period of time. This relationship is built within each of us, and it requires different things, in my opinion, depending on who we are and where we are. Even Jesus needed to spend time learning about His Father in order to build a relationship. So what would Jesus not do? Jesus would not stand by and watch others be hurt. In His time, they were going to stone a woman for adultery. And today, in my opinion, it is the same story. Everyone has made mistakes. Each of us can learn from them and find forgiveness for ourselves and others. Jesus would not stand by and let others go hungry. Children go to school hungry in one of the richest countries, the USA, here on earth. When a society does not see the value in their children, in my opinion, it has lost the vision for their future. And by the statistics, we are seeing this today. The United States is making significant losses in our student ranks. Jesus would not stand by and allow the civil rights of people to be violated. Treating others like you want it to be treated is no longer the golden rule. Somehow there's been a societal shift to God helps those who help themselves, and my brother's keeper has been dropped from the equation. From my perspective, when we drop our brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, even mothers and fathers, our care and concern for others will not be the same, which in turn, society moves away from love to sociopathic behaviors. Jesus would not stand by and allow money to be the main focus in life. Do we need money to live today? Absolutely. Congress, you need to get on that and create some jobs and also restore unemployment from my perspective. But people cannot live by money alone because it may nourish the body, keep your clothes and house, but an empty soul with all those things means nothing. Everything starts from within. Otherwise, people possessing all the material things one could ever want would be content with their lives. Yet having peace with very little is better than everything with no focus, an empty soul, and no awareness of what a relationship with Jesus truly means. Jesus would not stand by and let society change for the worse. Jesus is a soldier in the Lord's army. Contrary to popular belief, He fought daily for what he believes in, what his father taught him, things he believed were worth dying for. And this is you. He died so that no matter when or where you lived, an open mind and heart to receive him personally could start this relationship one day at a time. Just as Jesus had a choice, so do you. Just as his father planted seeds in his heart to learn and grow, in my opinion, you also have these seeds. They just need watering. Jesus is the waterer. So do not be afraid to find your purpose. A soldier that stands and is willing to be led by the Holy Spirit and trust in Jesus to help them learn and grow realizes that's all it takes. Many try to make it more difficult than it needs to be. This starts by reading the Bible for yourself. You'd be surprised how many people skip this part, but in my opinion, this is essential. That's like wearing a blindfold and getting in your car and driving. More than likely, you will not make it to your destination. Personally, I believe in starting with the Bible that's easy to understand. And this is my reason for recommending the Everyday Bible, the New Century Version, known as the NCV, by Thomas Nelson. It is available in hard copy, paper book, ebook, and on cell phone applications. Start reading wherever your interests guide you. Here are a few Bible verses to bless you, and they are from this Bible. I choose this verse because it's written in common English, and again, easy for you to understand. The first one comes from Deuteronomy, which is the book. Chapter is 31, that's what you see, and then it has verse 6, and it says, quote, "Be strong and brave. Don't be afraid of them, and don't be frightened, because the Lord your God will go with you. He will not leave you or forget you." Our next verse is from Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, and it says, quote, "I can do all things through Christ, because he gives me strength." Next is Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. And so that I make sure that everybody's with me, Isaiah, the name of the book, the chapter number, which you'll see on each page, and the verse is the actual number that's right by the scripture. So we're reading now from Isaiah 41, 10, and it says, quote, "So don't worry, because I am with you. Don't be afraid, because I am your God. I will make you strong and will help you. I will support you with my right hand that saves you." The next scripture is from Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Quote, "Come to me, all of you who are tired and have heavy loads, and I will give you rest." The next one is from Psalms chapter 39, verse 7. Quote, "So Lord, what hope do I have? You are my hope." Psalms chapter 31, 19, quote, "All you who put your hope in the Lord, be strong and brave." And our last Psalms verse is chapter 41, verse 3. "The Lord will give him strength when he is sick, and he will make him well again." And our last verse is from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. "The way of the good person is like the light of dawn, growing brighter and brighter until full daylight." Quote. Remember that you are light, and no matter how much darkness might surround you, keep your hope and spirit up until victory prevails, meaning you find that place of contentment in your life. One of my favorite prayers to start this new beginning is, quote, "God, I know I have done wrong. forgive me for my sins. I believe Jesus died for me, and today my salvation begins. Jesus, come live with me right now. Be my Savior and Lord. I will follow you forever. Oh, I choose God. End quote. Now take it one day at a time. No pressures. Continue on with life. Let Jesus do what he does best. Love you. And lead the way for life's direction. Car accidents can transform your life, but by the renewing of your spirit and taking hold of the courage within you, life moves forward and is enriched in one of the most powerful ways in the world. By learning the true meaning of the love of Christ and trusting his ability to move your life, you move, which is an act of faith, and he will move you. This can be done by developing a relationship which grows over time. Instant gratification happens occasionally, but much, much more comes when gaining knowledge and hope that builds a future and a purpose. Remember, the price already has been paid for everything you've done in your life. The goal is for you to learn what it means to love and be loved. This doesn't mean to give up your soldier side. In fact, this part is what you need to make it through the struggles and bring change to our world. All parts of you create a very special person. God bless you this Easter season, and may the resurrection of Jesus Christ bring you hope and encouragement through your car accident journey. I'd like to extend a special thank you to Audacity, InternetArchives.org, and the musicians which are featured on this program. This week, auto insurance accident claim is now available for your input. Only with your support can we demonstrate the experiences of people involved in a traffic collision. Please take 3 minutes to fill it out and tell us how you've been affected. You can find it on Facebook, Talking About You with Estra, along with at Estra's Radio Show on Twitter, hashtag Estra's Accident Survey. Also available are archives of today's show and past shows. You can listen to them on iTunes under Talking About You with Estra. Let's meet back here next Saturday, same time, same day, 1:30 Saturday Pacific Standard Time. And remember, no matter what you are going through, to keep your head up and never give up. God bless you. The information contained on Talking About You with Estra is non-exclusive and assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of Free Speech has allowed the Estra's Radio Show to state her opinions in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Estra, Estra's TV, Estra's blog, is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing, LLC, P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington, 98168. Thank you.